Welcome to Ranting and Raving. I am your host, Todd Struch, and this is the show that lets me vent my spleen about all the things that are pissing me off today. Today being Valentine's Day. How about that, folks? Yes, this is a special holiday edition of Ranting and Raving. And it is fortuitous because, speaking of holidays, there are a few holidays that piss me off more than Valentine's Day. Now, the holiday in and of itself doesn't bother me at all. Yes, it's a pretty much a man-made corporate holiday designed for two things, stress and spending money. Yes, that's all it is, folks. But it's stressful because we make it stressful. People agonize over the right gift to get their significant other. I know full well what this is all about because I used to be with someone who measured my love for them by the quality and quantity of Valentine's Day gifts that were provided. I am glad that I currently no longer have to put up with that. But I'm watching my news feed today, and it's a very familiar mixture of people who are celebrating Valentine's Day and people who claim to hate Valentine's Day. And it, again, it's a very curious thing. Like, I think the people claiming to hate Valentine's Day might just be in the majority. And I find it interesting because why are you so interested in talking about something that you claim to hate? If you think it's a stupid man-made corporate Hallmark holiday, that's great. Then just go on with your daily life and don't pay it any mind. Other people are enjoying it and let them, you know, like they say, be quiet and let people enjoy things. I just, again, find it interesting of the legions of people that are complaining once again about Valentine's Day. And it's all the same fucking posts as last Valentine's Day. You know, some people posted the same exact meme that they posted last year. I don't think they even realize it. I mean, if you're gonna bitch, at least have some fucking variety to your bitchiness. You know, like mix it up a little bit. You know, find a new meme. People churn them out by the millions every day. You should be able to find some new meme to complain about something that you claim to not care about. But anyway, it is Valentine's Day, and if you are participating in the holiday with your loved one, that's great. I really do hope you are having a great day and that you're having fun, whatever you're doing. And if you really do hate Valentine's Day, I hope you're wallowing in your misery or, you know, making love to your right hand or whatever you happen to be doing today. But again, I think what makes me the most crazy about it is the sameness of it all. I knew it was going to happen too. This week leading up to Valentine's Day, I knew it was coming. I knew all the same memes were coming. All the same complaining was coming. It's just astonishing to me. I will say this. I do think it's fucked up that today, you know, because of demand or whatever, flowers are 3 to 5 times more expensive than they normally are. A dinner for two is going to cost you 3 times as much as it normally would because it's the Valentine's Day special. In other words, fucking bullshit. But again, this is America and we are the land of unbridled capitalism. So you can't complain about the system that we have because we all participate in it. So that's my spiel on Valentine's Day. Again, if you're enjoying the holiday, that really, I mean this, good for you. You know, enjoy it, have fun. You know, I hope when the baby's born in November, it's a happy, healthy baby. But just enjoy your Valentine's Day. And again, if you hate it, you know, just crawl up and do something else and just be quiet. Stop, you know, telling us everything that you hate. Okay, we'll all be better off for it. So the next thing on my hit list for Valentine's Day, a couple of days ago here in New Jersey, we had some snow and ice. It was kind of shitty, but it wasn't too bad. By the next day, it was pretty much gone. But I can't stress this enough. Clean off your fucking car. For 2 days on the highway, I've had chunks of snow and ice flying into my windshield because the shitbag in front of me couldn't be bothered to take, you know, an extra couple of minutes in their oh-so-busy day to clean off their car. You, if you don't clean off your car and you drive down the highway to kind of let the wind do it, you are a fucking asshole. Like, the only thing I can hope for is that someone in front of you didn't clean their car and the ice flies off and smashes your windshield. Is that a little harsh? I don't know. I can really never tell, but I don't think it is. You're a lazy prick if you don't clean off your car. I saw one guy, I don't know how he could fucking see to even drive. He had cleared like a little patch in front of him so that like you could see his face, and the back windshield was not clear at all. Like, I don't know how he was driving, and I guess it would be wrong if I wished that he veered off the highway into a tree. Maybe not. Maybe it would rid the world of one more stupid person. But seriously, if there's snow or ice, for the love of all that is good and holy, get up 5 minutes early, get off your ass, go outside and clean your fucking car. It's not that goddamn difficult. Why should the rest of us have the pay the price for your laziness and stupidity? And it's going to happen again. I know full well I'll be screaming about this the next time we have some winter weather here in New Jersey. But clean off your fucking car, you fucking douchebags. Oh my God. I got to get off this topic, because I'm going to slam my head right through the monitor any minute. There are just so many things that are making me nuts the last few days. So the latest trailer for Disney's live-action version of Aladdin hit the internet and hit TV. And as we could all predict, a significant portion of the interwebs is having a complete apoplectic fucking meltdown over Will Smith's genie. Really? Really? This is what you're pissed off about? Really? I'm not a huge fan of Will Smith, but I'm not a hater either. He's got some good movies. I like the Men in Black movies. I like a lot of his movies, you know? And he seems like a good dude, you know? He's a guy that, you know, doesn't have scandals attached to him or whatever, you know. So I don't really have an issue with him. And of course, like, people are just going fucking crazy, you know. And again, it's just people bitching about another casting decision based on a trailer. And I just don't fucking get it. He's not Robin Williams. Nobody is Robin Williams. And guess what? That was an animated fucking movie, okay? Get over it. Will Smith is the genie. And you know what? He might be good. He might not. The movie might be good. It might suck, just like any movie. But, oh my God, just the fucking bitching and crying and moaning about it. And I know what some of you are thinking right now. But, Todd, I'm entitled to my opinion. Yes, you're entitled to your oh-so-precious opinion. I'm entitled to mine, too. I have 2 podcasts where I do nothing but give my opinion. I give my opinion on social media all the time, but I'm very self-aware. I am entitled to my opinion, and everyone else on the planet is entitled to not give a remote fuck about my opinion. I am glad that some people do. I am glad that some people seem to value my opinion when it comes to movies or books or TV or music or what have you. It's flattering to me, but I certainly don't expect it. And I don't claim that my opinion holds any more value when it comes to certain things than anything else. But harping on Will Smith as the genie in Aladdin, to me, is just ridiculous. There is no replacement for what Robin Williams, and my guess is that Robin Williams would want us to just enjoy the movie, regardless of who was cast as the genie. And yeah, everybody out there has a different opinion on who should have been cast as the genie. Well, guess what? When you are a Hollywood casting director or a producer or a director, then you can cast whoever the fuck you want. But guess what? Nobody asked you to cast their movie, so nobody gives a fuck. Will Smith is the genie, and I will bet that he's going to do a pretty good job at it. People were bitching about the CGI, and again, it was just, what, a one-minute trailer. It's not a completed film. It's not finished. So we do not know ultimately what he's going to look like or how the movie is going to be. So again, it's just one of those casting decisions where fans have meltdowns. And we could go way, way back in time and point out so many casting decisions that people, you know, went bananas over, people bitched about, and then they turned out to be okay. Like any movie, the film will either be good or it won't. Oh, and for all the people that are announcing to us that this movie and all the live action remakes that Disney is coming out with, all the people who are pointing out that it's just a quote-unquote cash grab, no shit. What are you, fucking stupid? Disney is in the business of making money. They practically print fucking money. With the Disney properties, Star Wars, ABC, Marvel, Pixar, they churn out money. They fucking swim in it. I'll bet you they're fucking doing their lines of cocaine with $100 bills right now. Every fucking movie that Disney does is a cash grab. Any movie that any studio does is a cash grab. Last I checked, companies are in business to make a fucking profit. You know, when someone opens a pizzeria and decides to sell pizza to the hungry masses, is that a cash grab? Yeah, it's a dude saying, hey, I think I make good pizza and I'm going to try to fucking sell it to people so I can make as much money as possible. I hope I sell out a pizza dough every goddamn day. Yeah, it's Disney's a fucking cash grab. It's all they fucking do is try to grab cash. So just stop with that dopey shit, you know? Again, the movie will either be good or it won't, and we'll wait to see. Lion King is coming. Little Mermaid live action is coming. Disney is going to be churning these out, and as long as people go and see them, the movies are not going anywhere. They're going to dig into the vault, and they're going to do live action remakes of every animated film that they have. So buckle up, everybody, and get used to it. I can't wait to see who they cast as Ariel, so everybody can bitch about that. Or, who are they going to cast as Snow White, so everybody can bitch about that. Like, who the fuck knows? But just get over it. And again, you're going to survive Will Smith as the genie. Okay, I'm on a roll. So my last topic for today, and I wanted to talk about this one on previous shows, but I just ran out of time, is the class of people that I like to call one-uppers. You know who they are. Whenever you talk about something, particularly an injury or an illness, they have to fucking one-up you or, you know, tell you how they had something worse. Oh, my God, I can't believe I twisted my ankle. Oh, well, let me tell you about the time I broke my fucking ankle. You're not going to believe it. Or, I got this nasty cold. It just won't seem to go away. Oh, my God. I had the flu so fucking bad last month. It was miserable. I was in bed, for three fucking months. Oh, my God. Shut up. It's not a fucking injury or illness competition, you know? Are you so in desperate need of attention that you need to have a worse ailment or injury than everybody else? Did mommy and daddy not hug you or hold you enough when you were a child? Or, when you were sick, did mommy not take proper care of you? So now you have to hope that other people will do it. Oh my God, I really can't I really can't stand these people, and they are everywhere. Like, God forbid you talk about something on the internet along those lines, like somehow you got hurt or you were injured. Like, here comes the whole list of comments. Well, let me tell you about the time, like, I literally ripped my spleen out of my body and it was lying on the ground and I had to stuff it back in. Oh, you broke your foot? Well, let me tell you about the time I cut my foot off in a freak chainsaw accident. Oh my God, you're not going to fucking believe it. Thank God they were able to sew it back on. They just have to constantly one-up you. And it's not only about illness. It could be anything, you know. I went to the vacation on the Bahamas, you know, I had a great time. Oh, well, let me tell you about the time that I sailed around the world, you know. It's just, oh my God, just great. Tell your own fucking story some other time, you know. Let me have my fucking story and just shut the fuck up. There are a few things more fucking annoying than the one-upper. And lately, I don't know, maybe it's a function of my, 1,800 plus people on my friends list that I see a lot of this. But it happens in real life too. Like wherever you are at a party or any other social gathering, there's going to be that person who, you know, is the one-upper who just has to top you no matter what you're talking about. So the next time, you know, what you do is just make up like some bullshit. And just say, oh, you know, I cut myself with a piece of glass the other day and it really hurt. And the minute they decide to start telling you about their injury, just smash them over the head whatever you happen to be holding and then say, oh, yeah, that right there, that was worse than when I cut myself the other day. Man, I'll bet that really fucking hurts. Well, now you have something that topped me, Skeezix. Oh, one-uppers. You gotta fucking love them. Well, I think I rambled on long enough. Of course, there are always things that are pissing me off on a daily basis. Just today alone, about a million people. I don't know what it was. Maybe I'm on my period or something. But a whole bunch of people just pissed me off, whether it was driving or walking or just existing, using up oxygen that smart people could be using. I don't know. But they just were pissing me off. But, you know, it's Valentine's Day. I am going to treat myself to a nice steak and baked potato and a couple of beers. And I'm going to enjoy the night watching some fucking movies. And I am just going to enjoy the shit out of Valentine's Day. And just to circle back to Valentine's Day, no, I do not feel bad being single. If you're single and the fact that other people are enjoying a holiday is making you feel bad, you just might need therapy. If a so-called man-made holiday can really have that kind of an emotional impact on you, I think you need help. There's no shame or dishonor in being single. I have no problem being single right now. You know, if I was in a relationship, great, but I'm not, so great. Everybody just enjoy yourself, read a book, watch a movie, go out and take a walk, whatever, but do not feel bad, because of anything that anybody else is doing. See, there's the positive message for the day. So if you enjoyed this episode of Ranting and Raving, and I hope you did, check out all the previous episodes to see what's pissing me off on a week-to-week basis. Go check those out over at podcastcity.net, along with the other great podcasts over there, including my other show, The Imaginarium, that I co-host with my partner in crime, Scott Colbert. And there's a lot of other great podcasts over there as well. So go check out podcastcity.net and have some fun. Until next time, everybody, stay pissed.